Hello and welcome to the National Audit Office podcast. The NAO has just published its investigation into child maintenance case management. The 2012 Child Maintenance Scheme replaces the 1993 and 2003 statutory schemes for child support. Since 2014, the Department for Work and Pensions has started to close cases set up through these earlier schemes, offering parents the option to create a new child support case under the 2012 scheme. The department expects to close around 800,000 cases by 2018. This investigation follows on from our 2014 report, Child Maintenance 2012 Scheme, Early Progress. It examines the case closure process and the treatment of arrears built up under the 1993 and 2003 schemes. I'm joined today by Claire Rollo and Sarah Taylor, who both worked on the investigation. Thank you for joining us. To begin with, Claire, we're talking about an investigation here rather than a report. So I wonder if you could explain the difference between the two quickly.
Certainly. An investigation looks to establish underlying facts or concerns have been raised with us or can be in response to intelligence we've gathered through our wider work. An investigation usually leads to a short, factual, non-evaluative report, unlike a more in-depth report on a topic where we form an opinion and conclude on the value for money of a department's activities.
And what does your investigation cover?
Over the course of last summer and autumn, we had a significant volume of correspondence from parents relating to case closure and arrears. Arrears build up where assessed maintenance hasn't been paid. Our investigation sets out what is happening to close 1993 and 2003 or child support agent cases, and how arrears on those cases are being managed by the department.
Why is the department closing the legacy schemes?
The scheme struggled from the start with IT problems that led to poor customer service, backlogs and incomplete information about amounts due. By closing these schemes and introducing the 2012 scheme, the department aims to resolve the problems of the older schemes, maximise children benefiting from child maintenance and reduce government spending on administering child support. The department also aims to encourage parents to make family-based arrangements rather than using the 2012 scheme.
Sarah, how well is the department doing with closing these schemes?
The department aims to close around 800,000 active 1993 and 2003 scheme cases, those with continuing payments, by the end of 2017, and will then close a further 600,000 cases with arrears but no continuing payments. By September 2016, the department had closed around a third of the active cases. It's taking longer than the department expected to close cases, including to undertake the work necessary to finalise arrears, which is part of case closure. The department has found that fewer parents than expected have a child support arrangement in place after their 1993 or 2003 scheme case has closed.
And what about arrears?
There are £4 billion of arrears relating to unpaid maintenance on the 1993 and 2003 schemes, although the department considers about three-quarters or £3 billion of this balance uncollectible based on loss of contact with parents. In our report, we note that the department advises parents they can write off arrears when cases close, but parents don't always understand how and why the department has calculated arrears. Parents owing money may not know that the department will consider lowering repayments to avoid hardship. There is less collection of arrears than previously, in line with the department's current strategy to prioritise arrears collection where there is continuing maintenance to pay. The department intends to publish a new strategy for arrears later this year.
If someone has concerns about this, who should they contact?
In the first instance, parents should contact the office dealing with their case. Where necessary, that office can provide details of how to raise a formal complaint through the department's case resolution team. Contact details available at www.gov.uk/child-maintenance/contact.
Thank you. If you would like to read this investigation, it's available on our website, www.nao.org.uk. Or you can follow us on Twitter at NAOorguk. Or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/NAOorguk. Thank you for listening.